The life of a modern artist or writer consists of equal parts communication and commerce, much to the dismay of commentator Daniel Pinkwater.
I got a letter from a third grade teacher. She said, "Mr. Pinkwater, every year my class does a project on your books. We read them and discuss them and draw pictures, and as part of our project, we write letters to you. For the past 2 years, in response to our letters, you have sent us a pen and ink drawing with your signature, and that's all. This is just unacceptable, Mr. Pinkwater. In fact, it is just stinky of you. Carl Bogenswerfer, a good children's author, sent us a long letter in which he told us how he became an author and how much he loves to write for children. He also sent us a list of all the books he has written, and he writes to us regularly, telling us about new books coming out and where he will be appearing on speaking tours. Why can't you do something like that instead of sending a stinky drawing, Mr. Pinkwater?" This teacher was unable to distinguish between an original drawing worth $5 on eBay any day of the week and a publicity handout. This is not necessarily because she's an idiot. It's because she has come to expect writers and other purveyors of the arts to be pitch persons as well. She wasn't wrong to point out my stinky behavior. It was stinky, not only by her standards, but by the standards of society. There's something wrong with me. I was influenced by beatniks. I looked up to beatniks. I went to a beatnik college. When I was a kid, I wanted to be Maynard G. Krebs. What can I say? I did a radio interview. This professional radio guy was interviewing me. The idea was I was supposed to appear in support of my latest book, now available in paperback. Now look, I hate my latest book. I thought it was pretty clever when I was writing it about 2 years ago, and it still seemed sort of cute when I was rewriting and fixing it up. I thought it had maybe a modicum of appeal when the editor was clawing at it, questioning and testing this and that, and I didn't actually think it would be a waste of time for someone to read during the first round of interviews when the hardcover came out. But by now, I hate the thing. Every little flaw, every clumsy sentence, every stupid idea shines out like a light. On the other hand, I will get $1.20 for every copy sold. And if there aren't enough sold, I may not get to publish the next one, so I'd better do the interviews, right? Only when it came to the actual event, I couldn't talk about the book. Instead, I told stories. I cracked jokes. I told about the time I had supper with Robert Siegel. I got my dog to come over to the phone and speak on command, which she knows how to do. It was a great interview, in my opinion. But of course, I was blowing my opportunity to be regular. I do it all the time. I just can't give a straight interview. I can't. I really want to do it right. I'm not being facetious. I want material rewards. Better authors than I are willing to play this game. The other night, Salman Rushdie was on 3 different channels at the same time. I am the victim of my own stinky ideas. I blame my education at Bard College.
But it was a great dinner. Commentator Daniel Pinkwater, his latest book is Uncle Boris in the Yukon.